The Australian WikiLeaks founder says he's struggling to follow his own extradition hearing. Julian Assange has told the judge, "I'm as much a participant in the court as a spectator at Wimbledon." The 48-year-old made the comments during a dramatic moment in the court proceedings where he complained about a lack of access to his lawyers. Our correspondent, Samantha Hawley, was at the court and filed this report.
Despite interjections from the judge, Julian Assange stood to express his frustrations. He told the court he could not speak to or instruct his lawyers confidentially from the glass-fronted dock where he sits because of a microphone above him and two security guards sitting next to him. The WikiLeaks editor-in-chief is Christian Rafnason.
We're not talking about a violent individual here. We're talking about an intellectual, a peaceful man. Of course he should be sitting with his lawyers, not behind bulletproof glass, with hard of hearing and unable to communicate with his lawyer. It's absurd.
Are you arguing that Assange is not receiving a fair hearing?
Julian is not receiving a fair hearing. To start with, he can hardly and barely hear what's going on in the courtroom. He cannot communicate with his lawyers.
In the dramatic intervention in court proceedings, Mr. Assange said he was as much a participant in the hearings as a spectator at Wimbledon, declaring there was already enough spying on his lawyers as it was. Edward Fitzgerald QC, acting for Assange, indicated he would seek conditional bail so Assange could move from the dock to sit next to his legal team as the hearing continues. Assange's father is John Shipton.
After these 3 days, this has an appearance to me of a fraud upon the courts. The prosecutor advances nothing of substance and just attempts to reduce Julian's magnificent efforts to a banal criminality.
Claire Daly is an Irish member of the European Parliament and is at the court to observe proceedings.
We've partaken in previous monitoring exercises in other courtrooms and we haven't seen a scenario like this where the person who the defendant is so isolated in court proceedings, and that would give us grave cause for concern.
James Lewis QC, representing the US government, didn't oppose Assange moving into the courtroom, but said he will oppose any bail application. The judge says it's a matter of security and not a decision for her. This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.